Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all inclusive. Super Bowl is over. It's the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's the best time of the year. Everything from now moving forward is all about the NFL Draft. And when it's the NFL Draft, it's the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And tonight's guest, he comes from the MAC. It's Temple Owls, Marquise Liverpool. Marquise, we appreciate you coming on the show. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks a lot, bro.
No problem at all. Curious to wonder, I mean, obviously you're probably doing the pro day combine training type stuff. Where are you working out at?
Right now I'm working out 5-6 days a week with my trainer, Kevin Infinot, at Overtime Sports in Wayne, New Jersey.
Nice. And, I mean, when I was looking at your numbers, I see you're about 5'10", 190. That's what the college type stuff was saying. Are you still at that current weight? Or are you looking to bulk up? Or, I mean, what's the focus right now? Are you being there?
Right now, the focus is just getting stronger, working on my stamina, my agility, my speed, quickness, and all the things that I need to excel and succeed in on pro day and in the NFL when I get an opportunity.
Nice. And, you know, when you say NFL, kid, you know, you play high school football, you dream of playing at big-time college, you make it to a big-time college, you play there, and then obviously the next step is making it to the NFL. When did that dream start to become a reality for you when you kind of said, hey, you know what, I got the skill set to take this to the next level?
Well, you know, when I was at Temple, I just took it day by day and just kept working at my skill set and different things that I needed to do in order to succeed as a college football player. I played 4 different positions, and I kind of locked into corner my junior and senior year, and I felt like, you know, that was a great opportunity for me to have an opportunity to excel and exceed at that position. And it gave me a great chance and a great opportunity to put me in a place where I need to be in order to have a shot at the NFL. And hopefully the opportunity presents itself, and I'll take advantage of it.
And, you played wide receiver in high school. You get to Temple. I believe you played some running back at Temple, and then they needed some help on the defensive side. So, unselfishly, you went over there. Do you miss that offensive side of the ball?
You know, bro, I just love playing football day in and day out. And whatever the team needed me to do at the time, that's exactly what I was open to do. They asked me to go to running back. I made the switch. Unselfishly, as you said, and then there was a need at corner, and it was a great opportunity for me to go play corner again because I played that in high school, and you know I was excited to do so, and I did all right. I could have done a lot better. I'm just gonna keep working at my skill set, like I said, and keep getting better every day.
And you also, I mean, you're a great baseball player. The Seattle Mariners. Tell us a little bit about your baseball background.
Well, I played baseball and football in high school. I was drafted in the 33rd round by the Seattle Mariners. I played under that organization in the minor league system for about 2.5-3 years. Traveled a lot, played a little double A, little triple A, some single A. And it was a great experience. I had a great time. You know, I worked hard, and, you know, everything eventually comes to an end. And, you know, my end was the third year, and my plan B was, you know, always to go back to school as it was and have a opportunity to play football. And, you know, greatly enough, and, you know, I was able to do so. I was given an opportunity by the coaching staff at Temple, and I took my best advantage of it.
Nice. We're here with Marquise Liverpool on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and I want to remember all the listeners out there on Thursday nights from 5 to 6, you can get caught up on all the NFL Draft action on our NFL Draft Digest show. Marquise, I'm looking at that skill set between baseball and football. Obviously, you're talented at both. Is there any help in this process now that you're going through, kind of going through the baseball draft, and you kind of know, you know, agents and, you know, the next level and what it takes to get there? I mean, how much of that baseball side of it is helping you right now where you're at in terms of making it to the NFL?
I would say the biggest thing is preparation, just knowing how to prepare myself for, you know, pro day and just give myself the best opportunity I can to succeed and excel. And just having that background is is giving me the experience and the knowledge to be able to work harder day in and day out and understand the things that I need to do and what skills that I need to, what skills I need to get better at.
Nice. And you and Temple, you guys had some great success. Your former coach, Al Golden, gets the head coaching job at Miami. And you, what was that like when you knew that he was going to make that jump to that, the ACC and play there or coach there?
That's exciting for him. You know, it's well-deserved. He's a great coach, smart, intelligent guy. He knows his football. And I think, I'm happy for him. And I know he's going to do a great job at Miami. And he set a very good example, a great foundation at Temple, helped us go from zero to 10 wins. And he really put that program back on the map, and he helped us, that program a lot. And, we love him, and we're happy for him and excited for him. And, Temple's going to do well. They have a new great new coach, Steve Adazio, there, and he's going to really take the program to where it needs to be as well.
Nice. Marquise Liverpool, once again, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Marquise, looking at your game, I always ask the guys that come on the show this question. If we put you in an NFL uniform right now, which defensive back are you going to remind us of the most with your style?
Well, that's a great question. I love watching Darrelle Revis play. I love watching guys like him, guys like Antonio Cromartie, Charles Woodson, all those guys. Ed Reed, those are, safeties and all those guys. And, I think I play a different style of football to the game when I play. Aggressive. I like to run around the field and just have fun. The game is just fun, and that's what it's supposed to be, and that's all I want to make it, just a whole bunch of fun. I just like to breathe. It's exciting.
Nice. And for you, when you get done playing, you shower up, you're putting your clothes on, you're leaving the stadium. What do you take away most from your, your personal, set? What do you think you do really well? You'd pat yourself on the back and go, I do this pretty good.
I feel like I bring a whole lot of passion to the game. I love the game. I love being out on that field when the lights are on and just running around, flying around, having a great time and winning. Winning is always, it always makes things a whole lot better. I just want to go to a team and I want to help the team win as much as possible. And that's the biggest thing is passion and determination and excitement for the game. And if you don't really have those, then it's really hard to go out there and exceed and excel and just have a great career.
I might nickname you the Ray Lewis of defensive backs by just talking to you and starting to feel that energy that you're starting to show. You're that type of guy, huh? So, in the huddle, are you the guy kind of getting everybody fired up, or are you just kind of quiet? What do you like on the field? What's the temperament of Marquise Liverpool when you're actually on your own island out there?
It's kind of a mellow thing that goes on, and then it's always a surge that just overcomes me. If someone makes a big play on the team, someone makes a big play on the field, and whether it be myself or a teammate, it's just those goosebumps start popping out of my arms, and I just get passionate. And that's when the drive and everything, just the game, the crowd, everything about the game is just so exciting. Just the smell of the grass, it's so happy. It's like a happy time, it's a great time. It's like being a little kid again when you're out there, and it's really no better feeling to describe.
Nice. And you've gotten to play. The MAC has great football. 15 guys from the MAC were in the Super Bowl. That's a staggering number when you think about it. Looking at the guys that you went up against, just in the MAC, who are some of the guys that stand out in your mind?
Now, the MAC is great football. It's a very underrated conference. There's a lot of good football that goes on in the MAC. There's a lot of teams in there that have great coaching, great traditional programs. And, there's a lot of guys that have a lot of talent. Guys like Devontae Shen from Buffalo. I know I'm going to miss a lot of guys. There's several guys on my team, Jaquan Jarrett, Muhammad Wilkerson, Michael Campbell. There's guys all over throughout the MAC that just stand out. A lot of standout receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, and just guys that they're going to have great futures even now that are underclassmen. And then, the MAC is just a great conference that needs to be – it gets a little overlooked at times, but I think that's the great thing about it is that a lot of those players come out there. They're playing in the league now, and they're getting to showcase their talents and their skills, and they're putting the MAC on the map as well.
Nice. And do you know when your pro day is going to be? You know that date yet?
Yeah, Temple Pro Day is March 18th.
March 18th. And when you think about that day, nervous and excited all at once? I mean, what's the reaction?
Well, I'm just getting excited. Every day it gets closer and closer, and it's just all it's doing is just driving me more and more to just keep working harder and harder every day.
Yeah, that's excellent, excellent. Once again, Marquise Liverpool, the Temple Owls defensive back, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Remember, on Thursday night, you can check out the Draft Digest show from 5 to 6 here on Block Talk Radio. Marquise, I'm curious to ask you this question as well. I mean, you know, how did playing baseball take anything away from your football? Do you ever look back and say, if I focused on just one sport, I might have been, you know, farther down the road in either one of them?
I try to go about every day with no regrets, and I feel like my baseball background and experience, it helps me in a lot of different ways. Of course, you know, I'm sure that if I had the ability or the opportunity to just focus on one sport at a time, that I would have easily excelled even more. But at the time, you know, that was what was the opportunity that I felt I needed to take. And, you know, I jumped out there and I gave it everything I had. And football, now I'm doing football and I'm giving that everything I've got. I'm putting my blood and heart and soul into it. And just God willing, things will work out and play itself out.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Before we let you go, I always like to have some fun with you guys. I call it sweeping the corners to get some fun dirt on you. You ready to roll with that and have some fun?
No, let's go. Go for it, bro.
All right. If you were on America's Got Talent, then obviously you're a talented, athletic young man. You got the baseball and football side locked out. If you couldn't do a sport, is there any other thing that you do in your private time or anything that you're pretty talented at?
But I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing my lights out. I'm going to sing the lights out on there.
You want to sing now?
No, I think I'm going to leave that one for a little bit later.
You know, I did have, I forget his name, I had a kid from Georgia sing last year. He was defensive back, and he actually sang on the show. He's the only guy that got to sing, but I know in his high school days he would go around, he would miss some football games because he was like in a choir or something, so... But he actually let loose. I think he carried the show out. The last like 2 minutes of the show, he sang us out. So you sure you don't want to sing?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't want to hurt anybody's ears that are listening to the show right now.
Excellent. If you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which profession would you choose?
Ooh, wow. I think I'm going to go with the runway model.
Nice. And Valentine's Day is this Monday. Any female celeb to Valentine's dinner, who would you like to take?
If I could take anyone to dinner, who would I like to take? Are we talking celebrity here, or are we talking someone I already know?
Say it again?
I said, are we talking celebrity here, or are we talking somebody I know?
No, we're talking celebrity.
Ooh, that's
unless
a tough
you want to
one.
Take out somebody, you know.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I would have to go with Sine Lathan or Gabrielle Union. Those two, they catch my eye every time they're on a movie. Every time I see a movie or a show with them on it, they really catch my eye.
Excellent. Hey, no, you can't go wrong with either one of those choices. They're both. You know what? I never get any bad calls. The funniest one last year, UCLA defensive tackle Brian Price at Oprah. So I thought that was kind of funny. So I think we went to the whole, So I thought that one was funny. But in the final question before we let you go, if you could go back in the MAC and you could beat any school, which school would you like to beat and why?
Ooh, I would have to say our rival, Ohio, man. They you know, they really got us. Almost every year, except for my sophomore year, they got us every year. And, you know, they're a great school. They have great tradition, great football tradition. Their coach is, you know, he's smart. He's a good coach, and he knows how to coach football. And, you know, they got us. And if I could go back, I would say I think a lot of my teammates would agree that those are the guys that we would definitely want to beat.
Nice. Oh, you know what? I got one more question for you. Who was the funniest nickname on your team, and how did they get that nickname?
The funniest nickname. Ooh, I had a few nicknames myself. We had another guy. We got another guy that's still there. We call him Biscuits, Matty Brown. We call him Biscuits because he's a short guy. He's about 5'4", 5'5", and he can play some football, I'll tell you what.
Excellent. Well, hey, Marquise, we appreciate you coming on the show. We would love to talk to you again as you get closer to your pro day, and even after that, as you move towards the NFL draft, just to get the feel of what you're going through, so we can bring it to the listeners out there that, you know, are interested in Temple Owl football and, you know, following you as you make your path to the NFL draft.
That sounds great. Boy, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you having me on the show today, and I would love the opportunity to speak with you again sometime.
No problem at all, man. Thanks a lot for coming on. That is Marquise Liverpool, the Temple Owl, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Players Father Show. Remember, 5 to 6 every Thursday here on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to get the Draft Digest show, and we're going to bring you the latest updated NFL draft news, CBA-type stuff, bringing that all to you so you're updated, knowing what's going on with the NFL Draft. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Thanks for joining us again on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.